Module 2, Lesson 2. Spring. What you'll discover. How springtime correlates to the follicular phase. Your springtime superpowers. And the top tips and tricks to rock this phase. So we spoke a little bit earlier about spring and how that correlates to the energy in the follicular phase. Typically, this happens around day 7 through 13 or so. So, what can we expect in the spring? This is the post-menstruation, pre-ovulation phase of our cycle. We can expect rising feel-good hormones. Every day, those feel-good hormones increase and increase, making us feel like we're seeing the world in a fresh and new way. We have fresh, vibrant energy, and this phase is typically full of hope and potential. Physically, here's what's going on in your body. The lining of your uterus has started to rebuild. Estrogen and serotonin increase. Improved mood and brain function. Testosterone increases. And libido typically increases. Here's what's going on emotionally. You're the least sensitive. This is a great time for a bikini wax or flirting with that guy from the market. Your energy increases a little bit more every day. You're more confident and daring. This is a great time for a new workout class, new outfit, or funky new hairstyle you've wanted to try but just didn't have the guts before. This is the time to do it. Your creativity increases, and it's easy to start new projects in this phase. So here's some food for thought. We're going to talk more in depth about this in an upcoming module, but I just want to plant the seed, more or less, about eating different foods during these four different phases. And the key to the spring or follicular phase is sprouted and fermented food. So this can be any sort of sprouts, like broccoli sprouts, bean sprouts, or even sprouted breads. Ezekiel breads are perfect for this. And also kimchi and sauerkraut. The reason we want to start eating sprouts is because they're full of micronutrients. So you've just shed the lining of your uterus. It's like a big reset. Your uterine lining is beginning to rebuild. And this is the perfect time to start giving your body lots of micronutrients. Just pump it full of nutrients. That's what the sprouts will do. Then the fermented foods like kimchi and sauerkraut are gonna help to replenish that gut flora. There are so many benefits to having a healthy gut flora, and kimchi and sauerkraut and other fermented foods can really help to up that healthy gut flora. Another note here, avocado increases your chances of conceiving. So if you're wanting to get pregnant in the next phase, the ovulatory phase, start to eat more avocado now. It's been documented that avocado can increase chances of IVF success by 5 times. So definitely increase avocado if you're wanting to have a baby soon. At the gym, this phase, it's a great time for high intensity workouts. We've already talked about how your feel-good hormones are rising, your energy is increasing. This is a great time to lace up those sneakers and get to the gym. Try kickboxing, dancing, running, rock climbing, X Factor. It's also a great time to rock it out in the weight room or the bedroom. Remember, that burns calories too. So let's go over your springtime superpowers, the powers available to you in the follicular phase. The ideas can come during menstruation, but the time to act on them is in the follicular phase. If you've had any insights during your bleed time, this is the time to act. You have the most access to creative energy that you'll have all month long. This is a big one. You're your most creative. So as you're starting new projects, your ideas are going to come more easily. You're 3 times more productive this phase than the previous. Whoa. I find that so interesting. Again, when we talk about menstruation is the starting ground, we take that time for deep retreat, and we take that time to just give our body what it needs, then the benefit is that in the follicular phase, you're 3 times more productive. You can get so much done. Your memory, logic, and reasoning are on point. You need less sleep, so you can work longer and still have energy for late night drinks with friends. It's good to know as you start to look at your calendar. You're willing to take more risks than at any other time during your cycle. I love knowing this information. And once I started to track, I realized it's so true. My husband and I had a joke because I kept saying, we should move to Thailand, we should move to Thailand. I only say that during my follicular phase. At no other part of my cycle do I think that's a good idea. But it's interesting to note what comes up for you and what risks you're willing to take at this phase. You are expressive, articulate, self-confident, and less sensitive. Your body feels light and energized, making you look great in those skinny jeans. Higher estrogen makes it easy to overlook annoyances, making your love life smooth sailing. Determination is high, and anything you set your mind to, you can accomplish this phase. So, knowing these superpowers, let's look at the top tips and tricks for how to rock your spring. Number one, start new projects. Creativity, momentum, and determination are on your side, making this the perfect time to start. Remember, you're 3 times more productive, so you got this, girl. Number two, keep the credit card at home, especially if you're on a budget. This is good information to know. You're more likely to spend money this phase. It could be because you're feeling like you look great in everything, and you do, honey, you do. But if you're on a budget, keep that credit card at home. Three, schedule your bikini wax or any other tasks that you may find a bit daunting. The reason for this is you're less sensitive, so now's the time. You're just not gonna take things quite as personally this phase as you might in other phases, so it's also a great time to ask that guy out you've been eyeing. Number four, check out a new band in concert, or try a new hairstyle, new workout, or new restaurant. This is the time where you're super open to new things, so get daring. Number five, don't keep this pace all month. Trying to make every season springtime can lead to burnout city. Work in sync with each phase and get more done. We're going to talk about this more in depth in the future, but it's a good thing to know and keep in the back of your mind. We live in a society that wants us to keep this springtime pace all the time, but it's actually not good for us as cyclical beings. And number six, buy yourself some spring flowers. Lilies, daffodils, and tulips, oh my! Gift yourself an outward symbol of your inner experience. I love this, and we're gonna talk about this more. If you were really paying attention when you came to my house, you could tell what phase I was in by what kind of flowers I have in my house. I think this can be a really fun way to start to think about inward cycles in an outward way. So I've created a springtime cheat sheet. It's available for you under the cheat sheets icon that will list all of this information so you don't have to memorize it all. Go ahead and print that out and notice if you feel this way in your follicular phase. And when you're ready, I'll see you in the next lesson.